Okay, Rabbi, this week's parsha, Parsha Tetzaveh, Shabbos Zohar. The Torah says, "Vatat Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael." Including Lech Hashem and Zayin Zoch, Tosis Lamaor, La'alos Ner Tomid. So, Vatat Tetzaveh means that Moshe Rabbeinu has to command Bnei Yisrael. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh on page 2 says, "Ulai sheyirmuz ba'omnu tetzav al derech Omram, hichol talmichacham yesh lo nitzutz minishmas Moshe." You see, tetzav, the loshon tetzav, what does it mean? To command. But it also has another connotation. What is the other connotation? What is the word in Aramaic? Tzavsa means to accompany. To accompany. So Atat Tetzaveh means that Moshe Rabbeinu, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to accompany every Talmud Chacham in the future generation. And that's the words of the Tikkunei Zohar here on page 7, where I put the arrow, go a little further down, the first word, the last word on the line, is Pashtusei Hu B'chol Dora V'Dora. That the hispashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation. In other words, that's why they point out, the Gemara says, certain Talmud Chacham said something, and they said to him back, "Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. Moshe, you said well." His name is not Moshe. His name is Binyamin. Why do you call him Moshe? Because every Talmud Chacham is a shtick Moshe Rabbeinu. So Atat Tetzaveh, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, besides the Pashat Pshat, Tetzaveh means you command, it also means you accompany. Tzavsa, accompaniment. Oh. And then we have other times here on page 4, Vatat Hakreve Lecha Sararachicha. And then on page 6, Vatat Dabra Kochach Melev. Ata, ata, ata. So what's this idea that Moshe, you should speak to Kol Chachmei Lev, you should be Mitzaveh? What is that? What is that notion? Oh, so there is a Hesber. First, let's regress a little bit to the famous concept in the Gemara Kedushin on page 8. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Gadol Hamitzuv Va'Osa. Right, the famous Gemara on page 8 on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Amar of Chanina, Gadol Mitzuv V'Osa, Mimisha Eino Mitzuv V'Osa. That somebody who's commanded and does something is greater than somebody who is not commanded and does something. You would think just the opposite, that if you commanded, so you had to do it. But if you're not commanded, then you would think, hey, he's doing it from the goodness of his heart. He's not commanded, he's even doing that, right? That's what we would have said. So the big question is, why does the Gemara say, Gadol Mitzuvah V'Osa, Mimisha Eino Mitzuvah V'Osa? So Tosa says, because nearer in the time of the Mimisha Mitzuvah V'Osa, Adif Mifisha Doeg Mitzvah Yosef Pen Yavor, because a person who's mitzuv osa, when he's doing it, he's worried that he has to do it right. So since he's a little bit, has that little pressure on him that you have to do it right, so therefore he gets more schar. Whereas the other person, so even though he's doing something he doesn't have to do, but he's totally relaxed. Because even if it doesn't work out well, he didn't have to do it in the first place. So that's why Gadol Mitzuv V'Osa, Mimishenu Mitzuv V'Osa. That's what? That's Tosis Pshat. However, in the Sefer Atzei Chaim, one of my favorite Sfarim. Who's the Atzei Chaim? Atzei Chaim is Rav Chaim Tzvi Teilbaum. Who's Rav Chaim Tzvi Teilbaum? He has a famous brother. Who's his brother? Rav Yol Teitelbaum, the Satmar Rebbe, was his brother. So he's the brother of the Satmar Rebbe. And it's interesting, like he died very young. I think he was in his 40s or something like that. But the irony is that the whole leadership of Satmar today is all his grandchildren. Rav Yolish doesn't have his kids, whatever he had died out, whatever, he didn't leave any offspring, Rav Yol Teitelbaum. And his brother did. His brother, who's the famous son of his brother? The Beirach Moshe. We've done the Beirach Moshe in the past. The Beirach Moshe is his son, and the Rebbes today are the sons of the Beirach Moshe. So the Hemshech of Satmar today is all the grandchildren of the Atzei Chaim. So it's a very chashuva sefer. So he says like this. You know why it's different? When Vodo Mitzuva Vosa, Mimishayna Mitzuva Vosa, you know why? Because if you're Mitzuva, say you're Mitzuva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So then you're a Shliach of Hashem. That means you have, when you're doing it, you're acting on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that itself, by the fact that you're doing a Shlichas from something that's so great, that gives you so much potency in what you're doing. Because you're not doing, you're acting on your own volition. You're acting al-pi the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that gives a chashivas to everything you do. So that's what he says. Uvzeh, bottom of page 10. Uvzeh yeshlom agam kein, b'masha omru chazal, v'lo mutzuv v'vosa, b'mi she'enu mutzuv v'vosa. Neskashu amforshim, ha'svar no senes tiosher, d'imu enu mutzuv v'vosa me'atzmul g'odol. Wouldn't you think the opposite? Right, like we said before? Omalana yeshlom, d'imu mutzuv v'vosa, So that's the idea. If I choose to do something, so I'm doing it on my own. So whole chashivas is me. But when I do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, then it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. It has a tremendous koyach. Okay, he speaks more, he has more to say, but that's the idea. So if you take a look, take a look on page 18. Yeah, first on page 18, he quotes the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim was his father, the Beirach Moshe's father. There was the Beirach Moshe was the successor of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe didn't have live children at the time. So his nephew became the Rebbe. His nephew became the Satmar Rebbe, right? And now the two Rebbes today are the sons of the Beirach Moshe. But they're all grandchildren of the Atzei Chaim. So he quotes that Atzei Chaim of Godel Mutzuv Vosa. And then in the second arrow he says, Al-Pi Advar Me'ela Martin Farsh Mashatiknu. So now the Beirach Moshe continues based on what his father said. On Pima Shetiknu Anshe Knesses Agdolo Brikas HaMitzvahs. Asher Kedoshanu Mesosav Tzivar Perish. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kedoshanu V'holim Benafshoseinu Tchuna Kedosha Al Yidei Mitzvosav. V'dover Zeh Ba Al Yidei Mitzivanu. In other words, what made us Kedosh? Because there was a Tzivoy. So when we are acting upon the Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol L'Havdil, we like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing it. So there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. Because we're His Shluchim, Shluch HaShalom Kimoso. Oh, so now says the Beirach Moshe, page 19 at the bottom, V'zesh Omar Kosu V'atah Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael. Yamu Chazal, page 20. Shechina Hayisam Medaberes Mitoch Rodo Shel Moshe. We know the famous Chazal, I xeroxed it here, that the Shechina was Medaberes. If you want to take a look, you can see it on page 9 in the second arrow. It says Shechita Medaber Al Pume, that the Shechina, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. It was the Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. So Hashem said, I dafka want Moshe Rabbeinu to be mitzaveh. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, what is he? He's like the Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, he wasn't God, obviously, but the Shechina was talking. So when he's speaking, it's like the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling you to do something and you do something, that makes your act so significant, because you're acting al pi the shlichus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the idea of God Mitzuva Voice. So Vatat Itzaves Bnei Israel. Kin Hadeshim Moshe Rabbeinu Itzal Bnei Israel. Smitzes Hashem, you Bnei Israel Shluchi Drachmana. Yivolei Behem Tchuna Kedusha. Bekoch Elokim Eisa Mishalech Abor Yisborach. Vaz Vikhu Eilech Hashem Zay Zach. Ki Bekoch Atchuna HaKedusha Yisku Lekiyam HaTorah VaMitzvos HaMishulim L'Shemen. Shemen Al Yoscha Yaksa. Eilu Mitzvos U'maisim Tovim HaTorah. Weil sehr ist mir gemeldet, dass er kostet, sich über noch hier eine Heine schon gesprochen, ja der wie es hier bei Adol, hat sie mit Zahra, kein Tor Mitzvus. Und das Nein ist mit Dorn, und Masse, ja der hat sich zu. Stockek, nicht nur Masse, ja der Venus, mir wollen wir sagen. Also if you're in a high Madrega, so then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you, then you're like the Shechina, Kiviyachol. You're like the Shechina. And that's why it's dafka atat tzaveh. Because a lot of times, you know, people don't want, you know, they don't want sivoy, they want to think on their own. It's good to think on your own. But ultimately, we're kafuf to the sivoy of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's a good thing, because that makes our action so significant. It's not me who came up with this idea. And do a mitzvah, asher kedushanu, it's mekadesh me, why? V'tzivanu, says the Berach Moshe. Because I'm acting up pivot sivoy that a shluchu shalom kemoso God will mitzuv v'olze. Because it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why the tzivoy Hashem keeps saying ata tetzava ata. I want you to do the command, and after through you, you hakrev esara nachicha. Because if it's through Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe basically was a physical body that had the Shechina coming through him, so if he talks, it's like the Shechina talked, and then Godol Mitzuv V'Ose. If you get your tziva from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you're acting up pre the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the action is infinitely greater than if it would be just something you decide to do on your own. Because then it's your limited person who's doing this action. Whereas if you're acting to do a mitzvah, you put on tefillin, right? You're acting up here in Ribbono Shel Olam. It's infinite, the volume of the accomplishment of a simple mitzvah like tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah and these things. Okay, one more. We'll end off from Parsha Zohar. Made sure to put in something from Parsha Zohar, from the Sefer Aseh Chaim, from the same Sefer. It says Zohar Asher Aseh Lecha Amalek. So it says, "Vata yerif yageya v'lo yarei elokim." So what's the pshat? The nira al pima shekosov hakeda, right? The hakeda is Yitzchok. That's a famous sefer, Yitzchok Arma on Chumash. Dayorim elokim, elo elo yira echad meechad, elo yira sabruim. Because if you're a true Yirei Shemayim, then the only thing you have to be afraid of is Ribbono Shel Olam. No person, even though there are people in the world who think they're powerful, and they think they can exert pressure, and they can be big shots, and all these things, but you don't have to, if you really fear the Ribbono Shel Olam and trust the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't have to fear any of these people. Because he's Moshe Lalakol. You don't have to worry about anybody. So if you're Yore, built a Yore. If you fear God, you don't have to fear anything else. But Habilti Yare, but if you don't fear God, then you have to be afraid of anything. Then you have a thousand fears. You have to be afraid of this one, what is he going to do to me, and what's happening. But if you truly fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's nothing else to fear. If you don't fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you have to fear everything. Misha in the Yerel Kim, Yesh lo kami yiras, b'kol abruim, dei moshlim alav. Because of Talmud Zel, chol ma sheyesh ba'olam, yesh ba'odam, yesh ba'koch, b'kol abruim, ha'koch hazehu, kemelech etzel, ha'koch sheyesh ba'bruim. Sheim over elkim, achnias, kol kochos tacha l'shama, m'sheim ken k'shu, nimshach achar behemoth, etc. So he says, that's the pshat. Vayovo ha'molik. So we said, Chazal say that Amalek came because Rafu Yedeim Midivrei Torah, that Klal Yisrael wasn't Osek properly in Torah. And we know that the Gemara says the Yetzirah, what's the only thing to remedy the Yetzirah? Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tablet. Ma'ainu the Bilti Torah Yefshal Lizar Mibal Yavor Al Kukei Rotzon Abori Baruch Hu. Rada Mukrach Lachtol Mitivu Akarach Mitzad Toldosam. Torah could get rid of the Yetzirah to his tablet. But if you don't have Torah, then the Yetzirah comes back. And therefore Amalek, we become vulnerable to Amalek. Why? Why are we vulnerable to Amalek? Because we have Yetzirah and we don't have proper Yirah Shemayim. So then what? Then we have to fear everything else. So, Rafu Yedeim, so they didn't have Torah, so they couldn't beat out the Yetzirah. So that means the Yetzirah is going to cause them to sin. And they're not going to have proper Yirah Shemayim. So then, you have to fear everything. You have to fear Amalek. That's what it means. Zeh Omar HaKosav Zachor Es Hasher L'Chos O Amalek Bishvil V'lo Yirei Elokim. The only reason why you have to worry about Amalek is because you weren't Yirei Elokim. So if you're not Yirei Elokim, so then you have to fear everything else. Hakein Yesh Alecha Kami Yiras Dayari Bil Tiyari. A person who has Yirah Shemayim doesn't have to fear. But since Lo Yirei Elokim, there was a lack of Yirah Shemayim, so then you have to fear Amalek. But if you're a person that what? In other words, means all the Yetzirahs you were machnia and you're not sinning, so then Amalek is gone. Amalek is gone. So look, we're human beings, you know, we're most of us are not on the Madrega, we don't fear anything. But you'll see in life, the more confidence we have that the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over me, I'm walking together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Gam Ki Eilech, the Pasuk says, V'geit Tzal Mavis, Lo Ira Roa Ki Ata Imodi. And that's exactly what the whole story of Amalek is. Because Lo Yirei Elokim, then Zachor Sesher Elcholam Tzal Amalek. When you take the oivim, literally, he's referring to all the averus and the yitzharas that you machnia them, then automatically timcha zecher Amalek. Then Amalek is nothing. Amalek is nothing, and that's a work in progress in our life to attain more yirah shemayim. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Kohenwald said, they say over at Dr. Revel's atzal. He was the founding president of the yeshiva here. But he would see a boy in the hall, say hello, and say, how is your Yirah Shemayim today? How is your Yirat Shamayim today? Because the more Amuna we have, the more Yirat Shamayim we have, then that's what the Akedah says. Hayari Melokim Ein Lo Ela Yira Echad. Hayare, habuild the yare, but if you build the yare, who yare? Then you have to be afraid of everything else. And that, we get the tzivoy from, and how do you get Yirat Shamayim? Atat Tzava. We get it from Moshe Rabbeinu, we get it from Moshe Lolam. We get it not from we're making up our own things. People like to make up their own things and their own decisions. Of course we make decisions. But ultimately, we're kafuf to the Torah. We're kafuf to the Ribbono Shalom. And it's not our to tell you, well, this mitzvah, you know, I think is good. This one I don't understand as well. So, no. They're all tzivah the Ribbono Shalom. And if you do them as tzivah the Ribbono Shalom, then you're acting as the shlichus of the Ribbono Shalom. And then, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Then you're a different type of person. And then you get Yirat Shamayim, and then there's nothing else to fear. Because Hayare built the Yare. If you're Yare, you have to wish Baruch Hu, then you have to be Yare anything else. But if you're not Yare of this one being, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then there are many things to be frightful from. So the more Amuna and the more Yirat Shamayim we get, the happier lives we'll have. And the more confident lives we'll have. Not because you make connections with this one or that one, it's because you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is holding hands together, step by step in life. And as the Svarim writes, the more Michal of Zlotchev writes, Emuna from Lashon Vayhi Omein Es Hadasa. Omein means to grow, to he reared her. He was Megadol her. So you want to be Megadol L'Shefa of the Ribbono Shel Olam of the world? Through Emuna. You believe in God, then God will bring Shefa Bracha to you. Emuna creates the Shefa. Emuna, says Rav Michal of Zlotchev, from Lashon Vayhi Omein Es Hadasa. And that's our shlichus. Our shlichus is not we decide this, we decide that. Our shlichus is to do Ratzon Habore. To do Ratzon Habore to our best abilities, and then we're on a higher plane where actions are so significant and so powerful, and the Yiresh and our Yiresh Hashem is so great, and Bez Hashem with that we won't have any other Yiresh. So Atatzav is as well the Siris HaTorah Al Yidei Shluchei D'Rachmana. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shluchei D'Rachmana. He Shechina Medarav Vesh Metach Grono. So Hashem wants a Dafka Atatzav Atatzadaber Atah HaKrev, always through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shechina Medaberes, he took from.